Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the NextEnergy Solar Fund Annual General Meeting of Shareholders. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. I would like to remind all participants that this call is being recorded. I will now hand over to the management to open the presentation. Please go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 11th Annual General Meeting, the AGM or meeting of NextEnergy Solar Limited, the company. It is now shortly after midday, and as a quorum is present, I declare the meeting duly constituted and open. As I'm present at the registered office of the company, I, Paul LePage, have been appointed by the board in accordance with the powers given to them under the Articles of Incorporation to act as chair of the meeting. Before getting on with formalities, I'd like to introduce you to our non-executive board. We have here today Joe Peascod, the chair of the audit committee, Josephine Bush, the senior independent director, and last but not least, Caroline Chan, the chair of the Remuneration and Nomination and Management Engagement Committees of the board. As part of today's continued approach to transparency, as noted within the notice of the meeting, registered shareholders were encouraged to submit written questions in advance of today's AGM. Responses to these questions will be sent directly to those shareholders and also made available on the company's website following the AGM. I would now like to move on to the formal resolutions. The notice of the 11th AGM of the company has been in your hands for the statutory period. Therefore, with your permission, we will take the notice of the AGM dated the 17th July 2025 as read. In addition, unless anyone has any objections, I propose that we take each resolution as set out in the same notice of meeting as read. As per Article 23.9 of the company's Articles of Incorporation, the board have elected to put each resolution to vote by way of a poll. Thank you. May I remind you that only registered shareholders, duly authorised corporate representatives, or registered proxies may vote on resolutions or ask a question. A schedule setting out a summary of the proxy votes received for each resolution is available from the Secretary. For the record, I'm representing by proxy an aggregate of 1,550,000 ordinary shares held by 95 shareholders. I will start with the ordinary business and the 10 resolutions that are proposed. In order that an ordinary resolution be passed, a simple majority of the total number of votes cast for and against the resolution is required. A summary of all proxy votes for all the resolutions to be proposed today will be available on our website and for collection from the company secretary at the end of the meeting, if anyone so wishes. Turning to Resolution 1. I therefore propose Resolution 1 as set out in full in the notice of the AGM dated 17th of July 2025, to receive the annual report and financial statements of the company for the year ended 31st of March 2025. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For the record, and in accordance with the UK Corporate Governance Code, I should mention that for this resolution, the company has received valid proxies representing 99.81% of votes in favour of the resolution and 0.12% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 2. I propose Resolution 2 as set out in the full notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 to approve the Director's Remuneration Report for the year ended 31st of March 2025. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 93.91% of votes were received in favour of the resolution and 6.02% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 3. I propose Resolution 3, as set out in the full notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025, to approve the company's dividend policy. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 99.74% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.19% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 4. I now hand over to Ms. Bush.
I, Josephine Bush, propose Resolution 4 as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that Paul LePage be re-elected as a director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 94.15% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 5.78% of votes against the resolution.
Thank you. Resolution 5. I propose Resolution 5 as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that Josephine Bush be re-elected as the director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 94.13% of votes were received in favour of the resolution and 5.8% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 6. I propose Resolution 6 as set out in the full notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that Joe Peascood be re-elected as the director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 94.01% of votes were received in favour of the resolution and 5.92% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 7. I propose Resolution 7 as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that Caroline Chan be re-elected as the director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 94.12% of votes, proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 5.81% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 8. I propose Resolution 8 as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that KPMG Channel Islands Limited be reappointed as auditors of the company to hold office until the conclusion of the next AGM. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 94.19% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 5.74% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 9. I propose Resolution 9 as set out in full in notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that the directors be authorised to set the remuneration of the auditor. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 94.33% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 5.6% of votes against the resolution. Special business. I now move on to special business and the four special resolutions that are proposed. In order that a special resolution be passed, not less than a 75% majority of the total number of votes cast for and against the resolution is required. Resolution 10. I propose Resolution 10 as a special resolution as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that the directors be authorised to issue and allot ordinary shares equivalent to 10% of the aggregate number of ordinary shares in issue, excluding treasury shares, as set out in the articles of incorporation of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as a special resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 93.43% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 6.5% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 11. I propose Resolution 11 as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025, being conditional on the passing of Resolution 10, that the directors be authorised to issue and allot ordinary shares equivalent to a further 10% of the aggregate number of ordinary shares in issue, excluding treasury shares, as set out in the articles of incorporation of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as a special resolution. declare the resolution carried. For your information, 93.41% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 6.52% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 12. Proposed Resolution 12, as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025, that the company be authorised to make market purchases up to 14.99% of the ordinary shares in issue, excluding treasury shares. I put the resolution to the meeting as a special resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 99.72% of the proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.21% of votes against the resolution. Resolution 13. A proposed Resolution 13 as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated 17th of July 2025 that the company ceases to continue in its present form, i.e. the discontinuation vote. I declare that the resolution has not carried, which is in accordance with the recommendation set out by the board that the company continues in its present form. For your information, 87.83% of votes were against the resolution and 12.17% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution. The votes cast today will be verified under the scrutiny of MUFG following this meeting. Since there are no further items of official business on the agenda, I declare the poll closed. The final results of the voting will be published via a stock exchange announcement this afternoon and will also be posted on our website. Thank you all very much for taking the time to attend today. We thank our long-term shareholders for their continuing interest and support in the company. A recording of this meeting will be made available on the company website along with any pre-submitted questions.
Thank you for joining. Have a good day.